by a remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of people have marched through Brussels to protest reinforced COVID-19 restrictions imposed by the Belgian government to counter the latest spike in coronavirus cases. Many among the 35,000 at the rally Sunday had already left for home when the demonstration descended into violence. Several hundred people started pelting police, smashing cars, and setting garbage cans ablaze. Police replied with tear gas and water cannon and sought to restore order when dusk settled on the Belgian capital. Police say four people were injured, 42 detained, and two arrested in the melee. The World Health Organization says Europe is pandemic's hotspot now, the only region in the world in which COVID-19 deaths continue to rise. An SUV driver sped through a police line and into a parade of Christmas marchers on Sunday, hitting more than 20 adults and children in a horrifying scene captured by the city's live stream and cell phones of onlookers. The Waukesha police chief, Dan Thompson, said about some people had been killed. The person was in custody, he said, but he did not give any indication of a motive. One video shows a woman screaming, "Oh my God," repeatedly after a group of girls wearing Santa hats and dancing with white pom-poms is struck. Another shows the SUV plowing into members of a marching band, their music replaced with terrified screams. A fire chief said 11 adults and 12 children were injured and transported to hospitals by his department alone. It was unknown how many people were taken to hospitals by others. Children's Hospital, Wisconsin, said it received 15 patients from the parade and no